Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome on in, everybody, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And for the third year now, we are doing one of our flagship segments here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And we, and me myself here on this one, as Lou did his yesterday, will be going and taking the place of Howie Roseman and doing our off-season simulation show, which we have done now, like I said, for 3 years in a row. And this is always fun because we kind of put our hat on what we want this team to look like, what we want this roster to look like, what we want free agency, some internal decisions, especially this year with a big coaching hire, with a top six draft pick. This is going to be one offseason that we are going to remember because it is going to shape what we see for the next 5 to 10 years, because a lot of these decisions that they make will be building blocks moving forward, because a lot of the depth and a lot of the star players on this team the past couple years are going to be finding their way out of Philadelphia as they look to get younger, as they look to get cheaper with this cap situation that they currently have. They are in a tough spot, but we have seen Howie Roseman do this in the past. This isn't the first time we've ever seen it. If you look back to after the Dream Team, after that whole debacle went about and Chip Kelly took over power, Chip Kelly made that roster even worse than it was during the Dream Team years. And what Howie did to not only take that roster and maneuver your way to get Carson Wentz by getting off some of those bad contracts and Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso that they had, and some other moves that made them cap compliant and allowed them to have a roster that wasn't terrible in Doug Peterson's first season, the next year they go out and they win a Super. So we have seen quick turnarounds here in Philadelphia, and it all starts with being on the same page with your owner, with your general manager, and with your new head coach. And with that, I am going to begin my simulation of what I think this 2021 offseason should be like. And now playing the role of Howie Roseman, the first order of business I am going to do is offer Joe Brady a contract to be the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, the fourth head coach in the last 10 years, but hopefully the next head coach for the next 10 years. And Joe Brady is only 31 years old, and it is quite the risk to take on a young play caller like that, but you see that being the trend around the NFL. You look at some of the big names now. Arthur Smith is one of the younger guys in the league. You look at what is going on in Arizona with Lane Kiffin. You look at Sean McVay. You look at San Francisco's situation with Shanahan. Teams are moving towards this younger philosophy, these guys that are willing to adapt their offensive identities for the modern NFL. Joe Brady has now done it in multiple different areas. He's done it in New Orleans, and then he went to LSU, won a national championship there, went to Carolina, had the 17th DVOA offense last season, but he also had three receivers of over 1,000 yards apiece. And that's what the Eagles are going to need to compete with these top-end offenses in the NFL, is to get guys like Joe Brady, these innovative play callers that, yes, they are a high risk, but they are willing and able to adapt to many different outlets, being in the college game, being in the NFL. He's seen so much tape in just 31 years old. I mean, he's been around some of the best football in the world. And he is a guy that I would love to bring to Philadelphia, and I would agree that he is both mine and Lou's number one right now, and that leaves us with an offensive-minded head coach that we can be assured will be here for the near future. But it takes us to the other side of the ball, the defense. And right now, if I was Howie Roseman, which I am, I'm going to stick to my gut, and I'm going to go to the college ranks, and I'm going to get a guy like Jim Leonard from Wisconsin. And I've said this on the show multiple times, somebody who, if you think defense and you think guys coming to the NFL and how they project to the next level, when you think Big Ten, you think offensive line and you think defense. And Jim Leonard's defense in Wisconsin has continually been the best defense in that conference time and time again, and they've been the best school right up there with one of the best schools in Ohio State, battling them multiple years. And Jim Leonard has played big time football as well. And I'm a big proponent of going to the college ranks to find the next guy, because these guys that you've seen recycled over and over again, and Dan Quinn, for example, or Matt Patricia, you know who they are. You know who they are as play callers. You know who they are as leaders. They've both been head coaches, both been let go as head coaches, and been around the NFL many times. Jim Leonard is a guy that has a fresh slate, much like Joe Brady, a guy that is new to this whole scene and somebody that I want to take a chance on. And if you look at Wisconsin, what they're doing on defense is exactly what I want to do on offense, and get quicker, get faster, get more athletic, get more versatile. And that 3-4 overfront that they're running there, I mean, it's just fantastic. Or 3-4 underfront, I apologize. And that's what you need. If you look at Baltimore, you look at Pittsburgh, these defenses that are able to disguise their coverages with 6-7 guys in the box. You don't know who's going to fly back out into the second level. You don't know who's going to come in and blitz. That's what we need. We are now removed from Jim Schwartz, who's only going to send four, and if he's going to blitz, it's going to be from the middle linebacker. We are now in a better situation than that with hiring Jim Leonard and Joe Brady. Two young individuals, two guys that can build this roster that is going to be younger. And if you want to click with these young players and get back on the same page and get with a quarterback-minded guy, somebody who's worked with quarterbacks, I fully believe Joe Brady is that guy, and Jim Leonard would be a great defensive coordinator. And when we come back in the second segment, we are going to get into some of the personnel decisions in free agency and some trades that we could get into in regards to what Howie is going to have to do to clean up this $70 million debt that the Eagles are in over the cap. But before we get to that, we are getting to one of our great sponsors in Bet Online. Bet Online here at the Locked On Eagles podcast, one of our best friends. They are always there for some football, because you got to be ready for football. College football just ended their bowl season. The NFL coming up with the divisional matchup. We're heading into the Super Bowl. And there's only one place that has you covered, and one place where we trust here at the Locked On Eagles podcast, and that is betonline.ag. And sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. 50%? Come on. You guys got to be playing around if you're not going to go out there and get this deal to betonline.ag. You got NFL games of the week, college football. We're going to be into draft season. I'm sure there are a bunch of draft parlays that you could put in there, some draft props that you could put in, positions where Jamar Chase might be selected, what the Eagles' overall odds of drafting a quarterback are, who their next head coach is. So many things that you can go bet on at betonline.ag, and not just for the Eagles, but any sports, you guys. We got big MMA coming up with Conor McGregor coming back. So much stuff going on at betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action, and don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, everybody, welcome on back to the second segment of this offseason simulation. I am Howie Roseman, a.k.a. Gino Camilleri, your leader for the next few months in hashtag Howie season, in what exactly is going to go on in terms of personnel. So we know that with this cap situation, there are going to be some hard, hard decisions to make here in Philadelphia. But let's get through some of the easy ones. Let's go through the UFAs first. Jason Peters, as good as gone. Jalen Mills, I can't see, with Jim Schwartz being not back, that Jalen Mills would be back next year. Nate Sudfeld, we know that he wants to have a chance to go start. Best of luck to him wherever he decides to go and compete. I think he deserves it. I mean, I think he deserves a chance to go to a team that will at least give him a chance to be the number two, because clearly he isn't here in Philadelphia. Nickel Roby Coleman, I do not think he will be back. He was another Band-Aid signing that these Eagles kind of added on. Vinny Curry, same thing. He's 33, about to be 34. Would love to see him retire an Eagle. I don't know how many more years he's even going to be playing. If he wants to come back on a cheap deal, I would say maybe, depending on how the draft goes in terms of edge rushers, but they have to get younger at that position, especially because you don't know the future of Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat. You have to figure out their contract situations, especially when you denied Derek Barnett's fifth-year option, and I don't think Vinny Curry is going to be a priority. In terms of the interior defensive line, though, Hassan Ridgeway, another guy that I think would come back and just be a rotational player. Same with T.Y. McGill. I think both of those guys come back on minimum deals. They both made Hassan Ridgeway made just north of $1 million this year, and T.Y. McGill made $910,000. I think if you could get both of those guys back on a deal like that, that would be something that I'm looking to do. Richard Rodgers, tight end, I don't think he'll be back. Duke Riley as well, don't think he will be back. Corey Clement, same thing, don't think he will be back. The big one, Josh Perkins, as we all know. I'm just kidding. Josh Perkins isn't the big one. But the big name that I am excited that we will never see anymore is Nate Geary. I do not believe Nate Geary is good enough to be in the NFL as a football player. And frankly, I don't want to see him playing here in Philadelphia anymore. And as Howie Roseman, I make those decisions only retaining some young guys like Hassan Ridgeway and a guy like T.Y. McGill, who was ranked up there high in terms of PFF and his terms of his pass rush win rate, And there's some exclusive rights free agents and restricted free agents and guys like Singleton, Ward, Boston Scott, Cam Johnston. I all think those guys will get their contract situations resolved. I'm not so sure that Boston Scott is a guarantee to make it, but I think he does have a good chance of what he has done production-wise the last couple years if he is willing to take a small deal to stay around. And then we move to guys that have active roster spots come next year, and guys that are going to have to maybe see their way out the door. And the one big name that I look at is Zach Ertz. And especially this year, you want to get younger, you need more draft picks. Zach Ertz, I would be looking to trade him to a team like New England, a team like Buffalo, a team that needs a tight end, needs a spectacular tight end in that regard. I would trade Zach Ertz for a third-round pick if you could get that. I believe you still can. He's still a top 10 tight end in the league. It just, we have Dallas Goedert. And frankly, it's going to stink to have to get rid of Zach Ertz, but it's Goddard's term here in Philadelphia to be the next tight end. Malik Jackson and Elshon Jeffery, we know their situations, how they had their roster bonuses restructured so that they will probably find their way off of the roster next year. Outside of that, a lot of the veterans that they had signed in the past couple years, Javon Hargraves extended, Brandon Brooks signed, Darius Slay, Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, I think all of those guys will be around. Sayamalu is probably going to stay around. He has a cheap roster deal here in Philadelphia. His cap is only 5.4 next season. Ronnie McLeod, I think, will stay around as well. Jason Kelsey's a big one. I mean, if you lose that contract, that's going to be huge to get you under the number. But outside of that, I don't think you're going to see too many veterans sticking around here in Philadelphia. I think it's going to be a lot of turnaround, a lot of getting younger. And if you're going to even look to free agency to try and sign anybody, you're not going to have much money. But if we are going to go to that and want to sign some guys here in Philadelphia, I think you're looking at the cornerback position, especially to try and get some veterans in here, because we know they're light there. We know they're going to have to get younger there. But there are some guys out there, guy like Kevin Johnson, Terrence Mitchell, some guys that are in their later 20s that have been around the NFL and played depth roles, and somebody that you're going to need, because I don't want to see Craig James being your number two cornerback, frankly, next season. I'm not looking forward to that. But when it's all said and done, a lot of this roster building isn't going to come through free agency. And this is a shorter segment for a reason, because a lot of it is going to have to come through the draft, come through player trades, come through getting UDFAs. This is going to be a UDFA-heavy team next season. This scouting staff is in for a big offseason. And when we come back into segment three, we'll get into our first Lockdown Eagles mock that we spit out for 2021 to see where the Eagles are heading and really what they can do roster building-wise when they don't have a lot of money. Their number one asset this offseason is going to be draft picks, however they can accumulate them. I could see Howie ending this draft with 11 or 12 picks this season. You already have 9 with your current projected compensatory picks. If you have some trades, you'll probably get 10 or 11 if you trade a guy like Zach Ertz. And then when you do in-draft trades, you'll probably walk away with 2 or 3 more picks like we have seen in the past. So for Howie Roseman, this is a big season, but we know that the signing of John Dorsey and bringing him in is going to be huge in terms of draft season for the Philadelphia Eagles. So come on back to segment three when we get into this first Lockdown Eagles mock of 2021. But before we do that, let's take a break and talk about our sponsors over at Built Bar. One of our longtime standing sponsors here at the Locked On Eagles podcast. You guys know Built Bar. Some of their amazing original flavors, coconut almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter. You guys know who they are and their new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and creams, cherry, barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp are some of the best out there. They're covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for the healthy, conscious guy or lady, or they, them, whoever you are. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Somebody like me who has a sweet tooth, I'm always looking to Built Bar because they are healthier. They only have 5 net carbs, so for you keto-conscious people out there, something to get into if you are looking to stay healthy. Go out there and use our offer, and that is promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. So if you guys want to get a good, delicious box of Built Bar bars, go use the promo code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com. Just know that LOCKEDON Eagles is a huge proponent of the Built Bar, and you guys should go grab some too and get ready for this division weekend of the NFL playoffs. All right, everybody, welcome on back to segment three, and arguably my favorite segment, and I know Lou and I are going to get into it soon, into our Locked On the Mocks. We are going to get into many mock drafts. I'm actually going down to Texas on Sunday for the College Gridiron Showcase, one of the many All-Star Bowls that are going to play this year. There are actually a few that you're going to see. I mean, we have the Senior Bowl coming up in a few weeks. Unfortunately, the Shrine Bowl isn't going on, so I'm happy that I will get to go down to the College Gridiron Showcase and get to see some guys that you might never heard of before. But in this Lockdown the Mock, there are some guys that you have heard of. And this is a huge offseason. And now that you have Joe Brady, you have your defensive coordinator and Jim Leonard, you have an identity moving forward. And right now, your identity for spending and your assets are all in the draft, and you have to get younger, and you have to get faster, and you have to get more athletic. So starting off, we're going to work our way backwards in this draft because I want to get things exciting. We're starting off at the 255th pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, the last pick in the draft, Tuff Borland, brother of Chris Borland, Ohio State grad, played in the national championship, somebody at linebacker who I don't think they will invest a lot in this draft as they did last year with Sean Bradley, and also going out there and selecting Davion Taylor. They have used a lot at that position, something I didn't think they were going to do. Tuff Borland will be a guy that you could bring in here late in the draft and compete for one of those roster spots with Alex Singleton still there. Especially if you're going to move into one of these more athletic fronts, you need a guy like Borland who can play your mic and allow the other guys around the edge to fly around. Pick 229. Teron Jackson, edge out of Coastal Carolina. If you guys didn't watch Coastal Carolina this year, you were missing out. One of the better teams in the country, the best Coastal Carolina team that there ever was, almost won their entire conference. And actually, they did win their conference, excuse me. Coastal is a team that they have players. And Teron Jackson, if you've never seen him, is literally built like the Hulk. An absolute beast at the edge position. Somebody that they really don't have there. If you look at Graham, he's a smaller type guy. Josh Sweat, same thing. Derek Barnett, they're smaller in their frames. Teron Jackson is built like a freak of nature. Just go look up his measurables, man. He is a guy that you could bring in here and really develop into being a stout run defender on the edge and being somebody that could get after the quarterback quickly. Pick 220, I love that there's so many picks in these later rounds. This is what Howie Roseman really makes his money. I went with wide receiver Frank Darby out of Arizona State. If you've ever listened to our mock drafts last year, there was a time that Darby actually was going to declare for that draft but decided to go back to school. Somebody that he was looked at not as highly as a guy like Brandon Ayuk, clearly because of his draft status and where he's going to fall in this class. But if you look at him and his measurables and what he's able to do, he's a guy like Alshon Jeffrey that can go up there and win those 50-50 matchups. And with Alshon going out the door and the future of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, you don't know what that is going to be. You're going to need a guy like that. You're going to need a Frank Darby-type player that can be a man-beater, be that one-on-one 50-50 ball-type guy. And Darby late in the draft is class value. I think this is another deep wide receiver class. Could arguably be better than the last two classes that we have seen, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do. And I think Frank Darby is somebody that I would definitely take a look at. Moving to the next pick, and that is pick 186. Went with cornerback Ambry Thomas out of Michigan. If you've ever seen Ambry Thomas play, he's a very foundational player. He can play press coverage very well. And if you have a guy like Darius Slay on the other side, Ambry could develop into a number two. And he's a guy that right now you could come in and battle for a depth corner spot. But I would definitely take a shot on a guy like Ambry Thomas because Michigan creates some solid defensive backs. We have seen it time and time again. You even look in your division at Jordan Lewis out of Michigan a couple of years ago. Ambry Thomas is a quick player, somebody that could really fit in this secondary. And the reason I went with Ambry there is because the pick before that at 152, I went to my Oregon Ducks and picked Thomas Graham, who unfortunately we didn't get to see this season as he did opt out due to COVID, but somebody who I believe his draft stock would have rose drastically if he had played in 2020. But Thomas Graham, he is a guy that you can put all over the defense. Somebody that, as I watched him in Oregon, he was a guy that everything I've said about the safety position and the defensive back position, he is that player. He was PFF's all Pac-12 second team. He was coaches, Pac-12 all-conference honorable mention, and PFF Pac-12 team of the week in 2019 as a junior. Yes, he's going to have a little bit of rust on him as he did opt out, but you're going to find good value in some of these guys that don't have 2020 tape that fall in the draft. The next pick at 148, I like these picks that are so close together. I went with Malcolm Kuntz, edge rusher out of the University of Buffalo. He used to play 5 minutes away from where my old home was before I moved out here into Denver. Malcolm Kuntz is one of those longer guys. He looks like a Josh Sweat type of edge rusher, long, rangy type frame. Somebody that I really believe would be that type of outside linebacker slash edge rusher prototype that Jim Leonard likes to use in that under front, somebody that you could put on the edge, drop into spot zones and coverage, and somebody that could really build into his frame and be like a Josh Sweat, that fourth round type steal, which we have seen so many times under Howie Roseman. In the third round, I went with another Oregon Duck, Javon Holland, another player who opted out in 2020 because of COVID, a player who I believe would have been a top first-round pick, arguably, in my opinion, if he played this year. Somebody who really developed later on, a flyer out of the backfield. Somebody that can play anywhere on the field. And he is going to be in that mold of Thomas Graham and that mold of Avante Maddox, where you could put them all over the defense and win matchups one-on-one. And Javon Holland, I know I'm going to the Oregon Ducks, but if you look at what they did in the secondary the last 2 years, they've been elite in terms of pass coverage, and it all stems from guys like Javon Holland and Thomas Graham. And here in Philadelphia, behind Darius Slay, we didn't have much success last year, and they're going to have to double and triple up in the defensive back territory. And I really think they go heavy there this year in the draft because there are some studs there and some guys that sat out that can really continue to fall. With the last two picks here, pick 38 in the second round, I went interior offensive lineman Landon Dickerson. He is the center at Alabama. Somebody that if Jason Kelsey retires could come in here and be an instant replacement for him. Not an all-pro player, of course. We know that. We would be ignorant to say that. But Landon Dickerson, a solid interior offensive lineman that could play guard if Jason Kelsey doesn't decide to retire yet, but can move to the center position. They love versatility on the offensive line in Philadelphia. He played all over the offensive line at Alabama. Somebody that can, for size-wise, will be on the interior, and somebody that I want snapping the ball to whoever the quarterback is. And speaking of quarterback, the quarterback, hopefully it's Carson Wentz, is going to get a huge upgrade with the last pick in our draft. Number six, the prince who was promised, not number six from Alabama, but Ja'Marr Chase from LSU. And Joe Brady has got his man. Has got his leading receiver in Joe Burrow's year where they went to the national championship and Ja'Marr Chase looked like an all-world player, and I believe he could be just that. I believe he could have over 1,000 yards in his first year in Philadelphia under Joe Brady. I believe that if you get Carson Wentz into a rhythm with him, you finally have the guy that can be the number one. And it's going to be great when you have Jalen Reagor as your number two and guys like Fulham and Hightower and Quez Watkins and Greg Ward that could all compete. And even Frank Darby that you brought in there, I'm sure they'll bring in two or three more in the UDFA period. You have guys like Hakeem Butler, even Tyree Jackson that they signed. They're going to get young. They're going to get athletic. And it all starts with that number one pick in Ja'Marr Chase. It all starts with your head coach. 31-year-old Joe Brady is going to lead the way to bring this Eagles team back to prosperity, bring them back to the fortune of being in the playoffs and hopefully lifting another Lombardi trophy. And it all starts with Howie Roseman. So keep your fingers crossed, folks, for Howie season. And thank you guys for year three of this off-season simulation of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your general manager / co-host, Gino Camilleri. Thank you guys for joining me here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. I will catch you guys sometime next week when I do get back from Texas. But in the meantime, guys, if you want to leave 5-star reviews for us on Apple, I will be giving away $5 to a charity of an Eagles player. I'm looking at Brandon Brooks right now, most likely towards his mental health charity. For every 5-star review we get on our platforms in 2021, I will donate $5 to a charity of one of the Eagles players choosing. And like I said, I'm aiming towards Brandon Brooks' charity because of mental health and how important it is to me. So if you guys leave those 5-star reviews, just know that it will pay fortune at the end of the year, that I will donate some of that money, well, all the money, to charity. And it's for a good cause, guys. And we thank you guys for listening. As always, you guys are the greatest fans in the world, literally all over the world, wherever you are, Poland, USA, UK, if you're in Asia, wherever you are, whatever continent you're on, we love you guys. Just know that. We are always here talking to you guys, coming back to you 4 to 5 times a week because we like to get in your ears. We like that you guys support us, and we love this brotherhood that we have here at the Lockdown Podcast Network. So thank you guys for joining us, as always, on the Lockdown Eagles podcast, and catch us next time, and fly, Eagles, fly.